Chum runs remain strong in District 15, and the Hainesboro and Alaska Marine Lines work toward LUTAC dock renovations. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Lynn Canal fishermen experienced a second round of strong chum salmon harvest this week. Though the waters of District 15 were only open for 2 days, the chum catch far exceeded other districts in the region. At 125,000 fish, the chum harvest in District 15 was more than double that of the next strongest district in the region. Wyatt Ray Fournier is a management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Haines.
We've got a strong return of DIPAC chum, enhanced chum, returning to the Boat Harbor Terminal Harvest Area and also to the Amalga Harbor Terminal Harvest Area. And so we attracted, I estimated, around 175 boats when I was down on the grounds on Monday.
Ray Fournier says that's despite new restrictions meant to reduce the harvest of king salmon returning to the Chilkat River. Commercial openings have been limited in time and area. ADF&G has also implemented a 6-inch maximum net restriction and night closures.
We've been able to reduce our Chinook harvest substantially. Looks like we're about half of what we've caught on average over the last 10 years. And if we compare it to last year, we're about a third of what we caught last year for king salmon. So that has come with some limited time and limited area. But we still have been able to pull in a lot of chum.
Ray Fournier says the catch per unit effort and number of fish caught per boat are about the same as last year. While conservation measures appear to be working, Ray Fournier reminds fishermen that they are still following a king salmon conservation management plan.
So we're, of course, asking all of our fishermen, commercial fishermen in the fleet, that if they do harvest any Chinook salmon or take any Chinook salmon home for personal use, to, of course, please mark that on your fish ticket. The more information we have, the better we can do at managing our resource.
While the chum return remains strong, Ray Fournier says sockeye are slow to arrive. Fish and Game monitor the Chilkoot and Chilkat rivers, and the season started with a period of low water.
And all of us that were here in town this winter know kind of what a weird winter it was, where we didn't have a lot of snowpack, but we had a lot of freezing. And so as the sun finally came out on us up here in the Upper Lynn Canal, there wasn't a lot of snow in the hills to melt, so there wasn't a lot of water in the river. You know, when we started our fish wheels and our fish weirs, we had some of the lowest water levels we'd ever seen when we started those escapement projects.
Ray Fournier says while things are starting to pick up on the Chilkoot River, the Chilkat remains very slow. Low sockeye numbers aren't isolated to the Upper Lynn Canal. Ray Fournier says it's a trend throughout the state.
And when you have a sockeye salmon that are showing weak returns and they're going to different rivers, that kind of tells you that there was a problem probably out in the Gulf of Alaska, probably out in their feeding and growing area. And these fish would have been heading out into the ocean in 2013 and 2014, which was kind of the tail end of that warm blob episode.
ADF&G monitors sockeye stocks at the weir on the Chilkoot. That's an area of concern for safety because of the convergence of fish, bears, and human visitors. The conversation about safety on the corridor has ramped up this year. The Haines Assembly imposed a moratorium on permits for new tours visiting the area. Ray Fournier says Fish and Game is ramping up its efforts to improve safety as well.
We have been putting some of our department staff out there on our busy cruise ship days. So when we have those big boats coming in on Wednesdays and every once in a while a big boat on Tuesdays, you'll see one of the Department of Fish and Game's Commercial Fisheries Division staff member out there.
Ray Fournier says new lines have been painted and new signs raised, and the Park Service put up an information kiosk with educational pamphlets. Several bears have been reported close to residential areas in Haines this week. On Thursday, a sow and cub were seen near homes and trails along FAA Road. Around 6:30 a.m. Friday morning, a brown bear was seen on the Chilkoot Subdivision walking trail across from the Haines School. And earlier in the morning Friday, a bear got into the entryway of an unoccupied guest cabin on Young Road. A fire burned through an apartment in the Mountain View complex on the corner of Mud Bay Road and 2nd Avenue in Haines last night. Smoke from the fire could be seen from downtown Haines just after 6 p.m. Officials at the scene said 3 families were displaced and the fire is still under investigation. The Haynesboro and Alaska Marine Lines are working together to find a way forward on improvements to an entry point for freight and fuel in Haynes. The Haynes Assembly gave borough staff the go-ahead to draft a resolution for the adoption of a memorandum of understanding with AML. Here's Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel.
Basically, this memorandum helps us to, before anybody invests any money, before anybody does any work that can't be undone, this basically outlines for us how we are going to move forward. Who will pay for the survey? Who will put the lease together? What's going to be in the lease? Who's going to build the facility?
The MOU is non-binding. Still, it raised some concerns. Here's Assemblymember Brenda Josephson.
We're talking 60 years with what's written here, and I want to make sure that we're not putting the community in a worse position 20 or 30 years from now, because competition is being prevented from coming in because the language allows them to make the rates so high that it can be cost prohibitive.
Heather Lendy also had some reservations, but said it seems like the right move.
It's a creative solution, a practical solution, and we have a dock that needs to be fixed quick, and they have the resources to do that, and plus they obviously stand to benefit because they use it. And so I think I am slightly apprehensive, but I think we have to be courageous and probably do it.
Currently, the MOU lays out preliminary understandings between the Haynesboro and AML for the construction and operation of a freight barge terminal. It would be on borough tidelands leased to AML. The document points to the need for improving the roll-on, roll-off facility for loading and unloading freight. It says the structure would be constructed by AML, and one point includes a provision for AML to guarantee a rate schedule for third-party access. The MOU is non-binding, and a proposed lease would go to the Assembly for approval. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.